This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
University of Illinois' Dean of ACES, Kim Kidwell, started her day in Montgomery County on Friday. Kim has been serving as Dean of the Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences College since November of 2016. After accepting the position, Kim promised to visit every extension unit in the state, and Friday was Unit 18's turn. The tour started at the historic courthouse in Hillsboro and included stops at farms in Fillmore and Pena, the Christian County Ag Career Day, and the U of I Dudley Smith Research Farm in Christian County. This morning, we'll visit with the dean about her background and what lies ahead for extension units in Illinois.
It is. I'm excited to be here. It was a beautiful drive-in. We were over towards Jacksonville yesterday and came over this morning, and I'm delighted to be here and check out what's going on in the area.
Well, we're excited to have you here, and this is just one stop of many. You have been touring extension units throughout the state.
I have. There are 27 extension units that embrace all 102 counties in the state. And when I started in November 2016, I committed to visiting them all. And we had no idea how long it was going to take, you know. So we've been at it for over a year now. We'll finish up in June. But it's been an amazing opportunity to visit all corners of the state and see the diversity in the state. And you know, in many ways, I wish people could see what I have seen. We'd be really proud of what's going on in the state of Illinois.
So what led you to the University of Illinois and becoming the dean of the College of ACES? How did you get where you are today?
That's a great question. I was actually raised in Danville. Okay. Danville, Illinois, and I have an undergrad degree, two undergrad degrees from University of Illinois, and I left the area in the late 80s, went to grad school at University of Wisconsin in Madison, and ended up being a plant breeder. So I was out west at Washington State University for about 22 years, and then Illinois called and said, hey, do you want to be our dean? And I'm like, well, I don't know about that. So I ended up coming back and interviewing and really just falling in love with the people, and this is kind of my give back moment to the university. You know, University of Illinois was a fabulous place for me to be, and having a degree from there opened lots of doors of opportunity for me. So, you know, considering the situation that we're in the state, it was my moment to come back and see if I could make a difference. So I came home to help.
Great. And you're over a year in now, and it sounds like things are going well. What's a typical day like for you as dean?
Well, a typical day is insanity. You know, I mean, I'm all over the place. So I'm in meetings a lot. I travel a lot. You know, I've traveled all over the state. I've been all over the country talking to some of our alums and donors. I've done a couple international trips. I meet with students, I meet with alums, I meet with faculty, you know, I meet with other administrators. But my deal is when we go to a meeting, I hope to come out with something to take action on so that we can, you know, frame forward and create some vibrancy around the college. And so every day is different, which is exciting. And I never know what's going to happen next, which is also exciting.
Very exciting. Very similar to what I do. You never know what's going to happen. Every day is different, and that can be fun sometimes and stressful at other times.
Exactly.
So on this tour, you're not only traveling around the state to meet extension staff, but also to see what kind of programming they have and learn things about the various units. Talking with our local staff, they did mention some funding cuts that are going to be approaching. Talk to us about those. What's the current status, and are we going to see some units close? Is that just the reality of where we're at right now?
Well, we hope not. So one of the reasons that I wanted to do these unit tours was to see what was going on in the ground. So, you know, I can sit in Champaign and people can come tell me what they do, but it's really different to see it in action. And every time we've been to one of these unit visits, we've identified some opportunities where we can make some shifts and help and assist with some things that are going on. And every unit has different needs. So Extension's been through a lot in the last 10 years. So about half of the budget was reduced, you know, gosh, that was probably 5 or 6 years ago, and then they went through a huge reorg. And the university is definitely in a budget reduction climate, right? But for us, extension is a vital leg of what we do. You know, this is where some of the research work that we do on campus gets translated right into our communities. And as a land-grant university, our goal is to do things that matter to people. And we do science that really does impact the quality of people's lives. And so a lot of that work happens through extension and 4-H. That's how, you know, we expose people to what we do, and it's what we love to do. So we don't anticipate that Extension is going to downsize. In fact, what we're trying to do, I have the interim associate dean with me, Dr. Shelley Richards, Nichols Richardson is with me. You know, we're in a place where we're trying to figure out how to shore up and expand the funding portfolio for Extension so we can continue to do what we love to do. So I don't anticipate that it's going to get smaller. I actually anticipate that we're going to actually figure out how to shore up the funding and stand in a little bit better than we have in the past.
Great. Well, I think that's welcome news. As you're going to see today on your tour in Montgomery County, there are a lot of people involved with University of Illinois Extension in this unit. And I think another thing to be said is your 4-H'ers and people that are volunteering on the county level grow up to sometimes be your students in the future.
They do. You know, 4-H is an amazing, amazing experience, an amazing opportunity. And, you know, we don't nurture that as well as we should. So, you know, when we look at 4-H'ers, we want them aspire to do good things and, you know, come to college and get good degrees and create pathways back home where they can stay in our communities and in the state of Illinois and make a difference. And we haven't connected those dots very well for students. And so we talk about that a lot with students. And these are some of the brightest, most articulate kids that I've ever seen. So that's exciting for us. I think it's untapped potential that's just sitting right there waiting for us to create a pathway. So we're working on that every day, you know, and I'm impressed with them every time I hang out with those kids. They do great stuff.
Yes, they do. The adults that volunteer and the kids that volunteer, they do great things. I have to agree. Going back to talking about the College of ACES at University of Illinois, how is enrollment? Pretty good? Are your numbers up or down? Or give us a quick update.
Well, we've been a little bit flat, which is kind of interesting in a moment when, you know, the employment industry in ag and allied fields has never been better. So we're on a mission to expand enrollment. You know, we've got about 2,600 undergrads in our college out of about, you know, 36,000. So, you know, we're still a place where in a big school you can create a very homey atmosphere. A lot of our students know each other. They're pretty close, and our class size is pretty small. But we have more capacity and more opportunity to train students for good jobs. So we're on a rampage to get the word out that, you know, a degree from Illinois is valuable to have. You know, people tell us a couple things. You know, it's big. People from Chicago tell me it's too big or too small. People from rural communities tell me it's too big. Yeah. So, you know, but any place you connect with people is about the right size. But the value of the degree is important, and we find that people don't really understand what the value-added opportunity of having that degree is. So, you know, about 94% of the freshmen that come into the college stay in the college. The national retention rate is in the mid-70s. And so people that come love it there, and they stay there. About 3/4 of our students graduate in 4 years, which is one of the highest 4-year graduation rates in the country. In lots of places, it's below 50%, which means it's going to take you an extra semester or two or three to get your degree, which keeps you out of the workforce and costs you more money. Mm-hmm. So in the long run, we're not as expensive as it looks. But the big statistic that gets people's attention is our grads make about 21% more money over a 20-year career compared to our other Big Ten peers. That degree has value. So the long-term value-added aspects of having a degree from our college are really valuable. And I think we're catching some attention around that. Plus, we have a good scholarship portfolio, too. So we're trying to tell people why they should think about ACES. And I ask everybody, come visit. You know, once you're on campus, you see it from a very different light. And we love people to imagine themselves there and then to you know, think about coming to Illinois.
Great opportunities for students, no doubt. Great things going on at University of Illinois, especially in the College of ACES. Kim, is there anything else on your mind that I haven't asked you about or that you would like to share with listeners while you have the chance?
Absolutely. You know, I want to thank people for all that they've done to support our Extension and 4-H presence in these counties. You know, we can't do what we do without the support of the community. And I've been just really moved by how much people care and how much they're willing to support the vibrancy in these communities. And, you know, if we don't fight for it, nobody's gonna. So I think we're in it together, and I'm just grateful to people that are showing up and leaning in and trying to do the right thing and helping, you know, create a good future for our community. So thank you.
Kim Kidwell, the University of Illinois Dean of ACES. And that's all we have time for this morning on your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.